calling from St. Louis, Missouri, listening on EWTN on KHOJ AM 1460. Hello, Bo.
Hi, Tim. Hey, I heard you wrote a book about Mary.
Yes, I did. It's called Behold
okay.
Your Mother.
I know. I'm a long-time listener.
Okay.
So I've got a marrying question. I was glad it was you on the call today. So I've got a marrying question. Now, I'm raising,
yes.
I have with me a six-month-old and a two-year-old members of the church militant here, so if things get a little loud, forgive me, and I may take the answer.
I love it. Feels like home, my friend. I got seven little ones myself.
I know. Okay, so this is about Mary. This is when the angel Gabriel came in the Luke narrative.
Yes.
Okay. Where did we get the idea that he was asking her permission?
Excellent.
Because in the scripture, he just tells her, he doesn't even demand anything. He simply says what's going to happen.
Correct.
It's more of a prophecy, really. It's not really, I say, hey, can I run this by you?
Yes.
So where did we get the idea? I'm not really arguing.
Sure. Bo, it's a great, great question. And actually, I do deal with that in the book. But I think there's two essential things that we have to understand. Number one, the reason why we know, even absent of what I'm going to share from you, from the text itself, the MO, God's MO in working with humanity, and I deal with this in the section on co-redemptrix and mediatrix, where I start with showing God's plan of salvation in the book. Very important principle, my friends, as I to all of our listeners, as I point out in the book, from the very beginning, from Genesis onward, we see God has always, there is something so crucial, Bo, about free will, that it even goes back before there was an Adam or an Eve, because the angels were first created with free will, and they had to choose whether to serve God or not. And of course, the devil and one third of the angels fell because they chose against God. Two thirds of the angel angels chose God. So free will is something so central that all of God's rational creatures are given the ability to choose. And we believe, Bo, as the Catechism of the Catholic Church points out, the essential reason for that is because without choice, there is no love as we understand it. God willed for us to be able to choose whether to serve him or not. And we see that again, not just with the angels, of course, but from right in the beginning. God gives Adam and Eve a choice. He says, of all of the trees you can eat, but not this one, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat from it. But he gave them freedom. He gave them a choice. It was right there if they wanted to do it. We could go to, as you know, Deuteronomy chapter 30. We could go all through the Old Testament. God says, choose this day. I've set before you life and death. You choose, right? All the way to the New Testament. And what do we see in the New Testament? Perhaps the most obvious example is in Matthew chapter 23. As you probably know, Bo, in fact, in Luke's version, Jesus weeps over Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, right? In Matthew 23, he says, how oft would I have gathered you together as a hen doth gather her chicks, but you refused. So once again here, Jesus is speaking as God, and he says, you know, I willed to gather you. He's speaking of Israel all the way back when they reject him, they reject him, they reject him as God. He says, how oft I would have gathered you, but you refused. Freedom. I point out in the book from Genesis to Revelation, and you look at Revelation 3:20, remember Jesus says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens, I will come into him and sup with him and he with me. There, Jesus, in the plainest of terms, says, I am giving you the freedom to choose. And so we know that when the angel announces to Mary, the angel is not somehow going to contradict the word of God from Genesis to Revelation and somehow make Mary the first slave that doesn't have a choice. Of course not. Now, of course he prophesies, but remember, God, how often do we see in the Old Testament where God declares a certain thing and the people repent, and God repents of what he planned to do. Now, that doesn't actually mean God changed his mind. We know that. God can't change. But that is a powerful way that Scripture reveals that our free choices, it has been God's will from before we were ever created. It's His will to include our free choices in His predestined plan. As the Catechism of the Catholic Church talks about in paragraphs 2008 to 2010, God has willed to include our free will in His predestined plan. So when God announces through the angel, here we have a prophecy, that does not mean somehow that Mary is not free. Absolutely not. Again, that's what we know human persons to have been throughout sacred Scripture. But here's the key. When you get to the text itself, yes, over and over, I forget how many times here, it's all in the future. It's all in the future. Shall, until Mary says, let it be, in verse 38. Notice, Mary says, let it be done unto me according to your word. Her words under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit are what indicate to us she was entirely free. Notice she said, let it be. She didn't say, oh, man, I don't have a choice. Wow, okay. No, let it be done unto me according to your word. And the angel departs from her. And as a result of her free choice, the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Just as in our own lives, it's because of our free choices that we make day in and day out that the word is able to be enfleshed in us as well.